All right, 1380 WPHM, you never know who you might run into at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. Brandy's here. Jim Brandstetter, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Isn't this great? What a great venue. And you're up here covering the race. Good for you.
We are, and you were up here for Michigan related.
Right, Michigan Letter Winners Weekend, where we get together, we tell lies, we tell everybody how good we were, because we're all better than we were when we actually played.
Of course.
It was a great weekend.
How's Michigan going to be this year?
Michigan's going to be good. They really are. Defensively, they're going to be hard. They're going to be a tough out. Offensively, I think the two question marks are how well their quarterback plays and how their offensive line comes together and improves. Yeah. And if they come together and improve and that they get really good quarterback play, look out. Jim Harbaugh is going to have a really good football team.
How do you like their schedule?
Schedule's the most difficult in the country. You're on the road to Notre Dame to open at night in South Bend. That's never easy. You've got Ohio State and Michigan State on the road. And then at home, you've got Wisconsin, you got Penn State, and you got Nebraska. And Nebraska's going to be a better team with new coach Scott Frost. So if anybody says they got a tougher schedule in the country, I'd like to see it.
Well, Lions fans were stunned last week. I think you were, too, to learn that you're not going to be the voice of the Lions anymore.
I was stunned a bit, too, yeah. But it is what it is. I had a 31-year run as the Lions color analyst, and I'm so lucky. Not a lot of people get to go out in our business, as you well know, on their own terms. It just so happened that something happened at the radio management level, and they decided to make a different direction.
What always amazed me through all the years, Brandy, is that you were able to be wherever Michigan was and whatever time they were playing on Saturday, and wherever the Lions were, wherever they were playing on Sunday. You must have stories about getting from one place to the other.
Well, how about sleeping at the Metropolitan Airport parking lot for 4 hours and then catching a plane? Those are the kinds of things that I won't have to do now. And, you know, it was an initial shock, and I was really kind of disappointed when it first happened. But then as the day moved on and I got further and further away from the dismissal, the big picture kind of began to crystallize. And you know what? I got a little bit of my life back. August and December, I've got that back. My summer used to be over the end of July.
No doubt.
Now it's not so much. I'm still going to do Michigan games. I'm delighted, and that's my love. And so I'm looking at it, and all those travel things. This year I would have had to go from Ann Arbor after SMU at 3:30, flown to San Francisco, found a cab to get to the new Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, found a way to get to the press box in a stadium I've never been to before, and be there by noon to do a pregame show.
Yeah, that's not fun, is it?
You know what? When you're 35 and 40, it's an adventure.
Yeah.
When you're 65, it's a pain. But I would have done the pain for 3 more years. But you know what? I've got a new kind of lease on life. I've got some time left, time that I didn't have before. And that's always a good thing.
And you can focus on Michigan.
Absolutely. My preparation for Michigan now will be all Michigan. I won't have to divide it up and have my Lions Day and my Michigan Day. Now I can start on Tuesday and basically prepare for Michigan all the week up.
Go Blue.
Go Blue, man. Thanks very much. Good luck on the races.
All right. Thanks a lot. Good to see you, Randy.
Appreciate
thanks so much. I really appreciate
you.
It.
You bet.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.